good to see you too.
You know you're a Miss Jones in the Morning favorite.
You know you're my favorite too.
We've been riding together for a long time, Drama Magazine and Miss Jones in the Morning.
Yeah, riding together. I like that.
Love. And so, China Star, were you at my birthday party?
Yes, I was. I had the braids and the pink shirt.
Who were you in VIP with?
Zab invited me up. Yup, that's how I got in, actually.
Because, you know, I had it so tight.
It was crazy. As you know, you had to know somebody or be somebody to get in, and it was popping. If you wasn't there, you missed it.
And that's just because I'm evil.
The line was crazy around the corner. It was crazy. Yep.
So you were the... All right, I remember Zab being at the party.
Right.
Everybody's mad. I just messed up everybody's front row tickets at the Zab fight.
Nah, he got y'all, believe me. Don't worry about it. He loves it.
You got pulled like that?
Yeah, I got pulled like that. I got in your party, didn't I? I was up there leaning with it. Lean with it. Rock with it.
White tee and all.
Nah, China. I had the white tee, the pink tee.
All right.
China Star. Where did you come from?
I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and I was born in Kings County Hospital. So Brooklyn stand up. I'm from the same place Zab from. He know what it is.
How long have you guys been friends?
Friends? Oh, I don't know.
Or how long have you known each other?
Known each other. Well, Zab known me since I was like 19. He was here with my baby's father, and he'd always be trying to talk to me, and he'd be doing really rude things in front of him because he knows he's Zab, and he figured I'd knock you out if you say something.
Did your baby's father see him? Like, one instance in the magazine, you say, Zab was grabbing your ass while having a conversation in front of your baby's father's face.
And I was like, what am I going to do about a situation? Because he knocked people out for, a living. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to tell him something?
So you decided to just give him some ass.
So I decided to just...
just lean with it. Bend with it.
It was all right. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm living my life. I'm doing me. It is what it is.
No, I can relate.
It is what it is.
Rather than going to church or seeking some security, just give him some ass.
rather than starting a big upset and having people get it popping in the club, I decided to just
So is your baby's father that type of guy that would, that busts his gun or?
Oh yeah, Zab know what it is. He know who Moe Sean is.
So then why, if you know who
government
it is?
Moe Sean. That ain't no government because that ain't his last name. That's his name. Everybody known by his Moe. Get it right.
But look. If Zab knows what it is and your baby's father knows what it is and you do too, like, wasn't that an awkward, like, explain it to me.
It was crazy because, for a while, he'd been like a groupie chasing me. Every time he see me, he always touching me. That's why I'm writing a book. Zab. That's why I'm writing a book called Celebrities Are Groupies Too. Because people get it misinformed that just because, they a celebrity, that automatically, if y'all talk to her, she a groupie. No, you was the one calling your hours of the night. You the one that stayed grabbing me in the club. Yeah, put it back. Put the
She likes the sound of
it. I love it.
Get the what with the what?
Put it,
my
put
shot time.
And Bijan, I like to tell you, my daughter, she loves represent in the morning.
Does she?
She be on the train, represent.
Yeah, and no one can ever get it on the beat.
She's only five.
Well, thank
you. But maybe I could try it one time. That's what's up. I represent.
You want to do it this morning?
Why not? As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be doing the MC Search project. It's coming up on the 26th.
Plug.
Doing that too. So I'm like, I'm worldwide. I do TV. I do everything. I'm multi-talented, And these celebrities, they be chasing me around. And that ain't my problem. I do me. I'm single. I do me.
Do you get
Khaled, I do me. We the bad.
You get money from them? What's in it for you, China Star?
Okay, basically, it's not that type of situation where I want money from a nigga and stuff like that. It's not a type of party. Basically, we just be hanging out and stuff like that and having a good time. I do me. I don't need money from nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So basically, if I'm having a good time, it's just what it is. I'm not no prostitute, and I don't advise that for no girls to be going out celebrity just for money. You understand what I'm saying? If I dick somebody, as many celebrities that approach me, and I'm not feeling them, I don't talk to them.
Like Cameron.
He approached me before in Eugene's, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And I'm glad I did, because I found out through MediaTakeOut.com that he got the monster.
No, he doesn't. Don't say that, because that rumor is a hard one to die.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you one thing about Media Takeout, and I don't go at them.
Rumors kind of make you gun.
Listen, I don't go at them because I understand their hustle.
Right.
And I talk crap all day. Exactly.
That's why I'm not.
But I'm going to tell you why Media Takeout cannot be taken seriously. And when you talk about people having AIDS and all that stuff.
Right.
Media Takeout is the same publication that said when I was out sick, it was because I was having the gastro.
Okay.
You can look at the roles that still exist here
okay, baby, you still look good and we're about to
be very clear. There are no roles.
No, you're good.
But I'm just saying that they lied and said I had gastro when I didn't have gastro. I had a tumor.
Yeah, I don't understand. You can't believe everything that media tickle. Any media source for that matter.
I'm just saying, let me stop you right there.
Let me say,
do not say that people have AIDS, because that's a rumor that will not go away.
I said I read it. I didn't say I
right,
said it.
But just don't even put that out in the air.
All right,
because everybody's reckless, and you having unprotected sex with DJs. We don't want to mention names
because don't mention the names.
But you're having unprotected sex yourself. So
yeah, we had it. That was 2005, and I made sure that I got checked and everything is all good with China Star. But you know, everybody makes mistakes. I learned from my mistakes. I'm in college right now. Toro Calatino Tower, stand up. China Star's in the building.
Right, but go ahead, MV.
And you can hit me at www.myspace.com/BrooklynChina so you can see the face.
You talk a lot. Wow.
She's the worst.
Oh, I ain't